On today's Kids Corner, Kayla...
You mean Kayleen?
I mean Kayleen has a new idol.
Didn't we just go through this with Shaylala?
Kayleen is like the new, improved version of Kayla.
Oh.
I've even started taking karate lessons.
Let me guess. Raylene does karate?
Go down there, Kayla.
Kayleen.
Kayleen.
I really admire who you are. As an artist?
That's so...
What's so funny?
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Well, it's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
On Kids Corner.
That is one strange lizard.
I'm so glad you could come over today, Kayla. I've been wanting to get to know you better.
Thanks, me too.
So, do you want to play a board game or...
Turn up the TV! Turn up the TV!
Okay.
It's super ooper great to be here, Burke.
And an honor for us. As a singer and now actress, you've become one of the biggest names in the entertainment world.
Well, I'm thankful to my fans for sticking by me. They're the best.
And you certainly have a lot of them. We'd love to hear more about what your plans are. I mean... You must have some big things coming up. You always do.
It's Raylene. I love her. Don't you just love her?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her. Her songs are pretty good.
Pretty good? Please. They're amazing. And have you seen her movies?
Well, not yet, but, which one?
I have to hear this.
I'm heading up to Cricketwood to start filming my next movie, Lost in the Center of the World.
Sounds fascinating.
I'm super, uber excited. My character gets to do a lot of karate, and I love karate. It's such a fun sport.
Well, I'm sure it'll be another huge box office hit. But tell us, what designers are your favorites these days?
Look at her hair. Isn't she stunning?
I'm loving the super ooper cute dresses from Grant Medley. I'm wearing one right now, and I think all of his stuff is adorable.
That is such an amazing dress.
Do we have any new albums coming out?
Not till spring, but I'll be recording a single for the holidays before I head out to Cricketwood. We'll be in a recording studio in this super uber cute town called Tyreen.
Well, it sounds like you're busy as ever, so we won't keep you any longer, but thanks so much for stopping by and visiting with us.
My pleasure.
This is Burke Brighton with the lovely Raylene, reporting for Entertainment World.
Oh, Tyreen! She's coming to Tyreen! I can't believe it!
Wow! Too bad she's not doing a concert while she's here.
But I can't miss her the only time she's going to be in town. I've got to meet her.
How? You can't just walk into a recording studio while there's a celebrity in there.
I'm going to figure out a way. I have to.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Lucille.
Hi, Kayla.
What do you think?
Your hair, it's really different.
It's done just like Raylene's. And did you notice the dress? It's from Grant Medley, the same designer Raylene raved about. I bought the whole line.
Wow, when you said you wanted to be like her, you really meant it.
Yeah. She's successful and talented and funny and smart and rich and fashionable and beautiful.
I think we got the point.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I want to be like her?
Well, I mean, it's just... Okay, we may not know you all that well yet, but the Kayla I know seems to be pretty cool just being Kayla.
Yeah. You mean Kayleen?
Kayleen.
What?
Perfect for someone who's going to follow in the footsteps of Raylene.
Come on. Didn't we just go through this with Shaylala?
Kayleen is like the new, improved version of Kayla.
Oh.
I've even started taking karate lessons.
Let me guess. Raylene does karate?
Yeah. Check out my moves. Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Watch out for the...
Yeah.
Locker.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Of course. I'm tough, just like Raylene.
That locker will never be the same, though.
So, Lucille was telling me that Raylene is going to be in town, huh?
Yeah, and I've got a plan to meet her.
You do?
You do.
What's your plan?
I'm going to camp out on the side of the interstate on my bike. And when I see the limo, I'll ride alongside it until she sees me waving and pulls over.
What if she doesn't pull over?
Or what if she comes into town from the other direction?
And how are you going to keep up with a moving car on your bike?
It might not be the perfect plan, but it's the only one I have.
It has to work.
Well, Kayla, we actually...
Kayleen, Lucille and I have been talking, and we might have an idea that doesn't require quite so much peddling.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, you know, I've got a radio show, and sometimes they let radio hosts come in and interview the musicians while they're in the studio.
Really? You could get in?
Well, maybe.
You could get
in? No, maybe. There's no guarantees.
But we could try.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be super ooper. And I'd be less likely to mess up my hair.
Wait, super uber?
It's how Raylene describes the very coolest stuff.
Of course. Super.
Ooper.
Right.
All these reporters are here to do interviews? This is crazy.
Well, wow. Some of them are paparazzi. They're just here to take photos.
Oh, yeah.
Someday the paparazzi will be waiting around for me to arrive, too.
Right.
When do you think she'll get here?
Kayla, put on your press pass before you forget.
Ugh, fine. But it clashes with my Grant Medley outfit.
Fine.
How's my hair?
Perfect. Just like when you asked me 2 minutes ago.
I've been practicing what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Hi, Raylene. I'm Kayleen, and I'm a huge fan. I really admire your fashion sense and think you're incredibly talented. Would you mind taking a picture?
Oh, look, the limo's pulling up.
Oh, she's here. She's here. Who's my hair?
All right, I need everyone to step back. Raylene is coming through.
She's coming.
Hello, everybody. How nice of you all to come out and greet me. You're all so sweet.
Hi, Raylene. I'm Kayleen, and I'm a huge fan. Hey,
Raylene. Aw, aren't you cute?
All right, move aside, everyone. Please stop crowding. And sorry, due to time constraints, we won't be able to do any interviews today.
What?
Excuse me. We had a confirmation.
So sorry. No interviews.
What?
No one's allowed inside for this recording session. Thanks for understanding.
I can't believe it.
Oh, sorry, Kayla.
Yeah, Kayla, I'm sorry. You know what, guys? We should go.
No. I'm not getting this close to my idol and not seeing her.
I don't think we really have a choice.
Yeah, really.
But look at the lizards over there. They're going inside.
Kayla, those are the workers from the catering service.
Kayla.
Oh, no.
Why are you looking like that?
Because we're about to join the catering business.
Charming in the apron, Liz.
It's too bad I don't know how to balance his plates. What? I can't remember which ones are the sautéed slugs and which ones are the cockroach crisps.
The cockroach crisps are the ones that are almost gone because you keep eating them.
Oh. Well, they are pretty tasty.
Well, my plate of Beetle Burger sandwiches feels like it's going to fall over any minute, so can we hurry?
Can we head to the reception area?
No, you don't. Come this way before anybody sees us.
Where are we going?
Look, I've been here before, okay? The green room is at the end of the hall.
The green room?
Mm-hmm.
How very reptile appropriate.
It's where the talent hangs out, okay?
Oh, and where Raylene will be.
Exactly. Well, at least at some point. Just go down there, Kayla.
Kayleen.
Kayleen.
Are you coming, too?
No.
Well, we'll just hang out up front. It'll look too suspicious if we all go
okay.
in there.
Just take your time setting up snacks. Raylene will go in eventually.
How does my hair?
Your hair looks fine.
Okay, snacks. Arranged. Hair? Awesome. Dress? Perfect. Lip gloss on. I'll practice my line again. Hi, Raylene. I'm Kayleen.
Can you believe this podunk recording studio? I feel like I'm singing into the dark ages.
It's all top of the line.
Oh, my word. Look at this. I asked for cherry limeade with a lemon peel. This almost looks like a lemon wedge. What were they thinking?
Hi, chocolate-covered cricket.
Who are you?
It must be the backup singer.
Hi, Raylene. I'm Kayleen, and I'm a super uber...
Never mind that. All I care about is if you can sing. So, can you sing?
Yes, I do, actually.
Ah, great. Get in the studio and let them know you're here.
Oh, Okay. And seriously, I asked for shiny purple pillows. And these are definitely more violet. Do they think I'm blind?
Maybe I should go into catering.
Yeah, you only like it because you get to keep your mouth full.
Well, these cockroach crisps are seasoned perfectly.
Yeah, and they're almost completely gone.
What?
You better leave some.
Liz! Lucille!
Well, hey, how's it going?
Did you meet her?
Yes! I'm even going to be her backup singer.
Oh, what?
They thought I was here to sing.
Oh, that's great. You're a great singer.
I know, but I've never sung with a superstar, with the most talented artist of all time.
I wouldn't go that far.
You'll do great.
Right. I'll do great. But what if I don't do great?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come in for moral support.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get in there.
Okay, break a tail.
Sounded great, Kayla. You've got a good set of pipes there.
Thanks.
And here, I thought I forgot to book someone. Glad we found you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so whenever Raylene is ready, we can start. Oh, good, she's here. Go on in, darling. Your backup sounds fantastic.
We'll see about that. I think my standards are a little higher than yours.
Okay, give me a warm-up note, Kayla.
I don't like it.
What?
It didn't work.
Oh.
I can't do this.
What?
Oh, I'm coming out.
What's wrong? You haven't even heard her sing yet.
I can do better. Really.
She just has a bad vibe to her. She's messing up the energy of the studio.
Well, at least give it a try, huh?
Don't tell me what to do. Everything about this place is tacky, and that includes the singers. I don't like this studio. The carpeting is ugly. The mic is sticky.
Okay, that's because you were eating candy earlier.
I don't care why it's sticky. Someone should be in here to wipe it down. And look, they even have the catering staff in the studio. What are they doing in here?
What are you doing here?
We're friends with Kayla.
Right.
Kayleen?
Seriously? Friends with the catering staff? Are your other besties the parking lot attendant and the janitor? Please, have some professionalism.
No, I don't know who these reptiles are. Must have just been following me around. Crazed fans, you know how that goes.
Of course I do.
What? Kayla?
Lean.
Get out of here, you two. Go back to work.
Sure, we're out of here.
Yeah.
See you in a bit, Kayleen.
You know, I could sue you for copyright infringement if you use that name.
Hmm?
Don't you know that?
Are you doing okay, Raylene?
Well, all this chaos isn't doing my vocal cords any favors. I need a break.
All right, everyone. Let's take 15.
I'll be in the green room with my sparkly violet pillows.
And stay out of here. You can't just dress up in an apron and suddenly be a caterer. It's an insult to our profession.
I'm sorry.
It won't happen again.
And don't think I didn't notice you ate half the cockroach crisps.
Can I just grab one for the road?
Hmm? Oh, hey!
And so goes our catering career.
Yeah.
I guess we learned something about pretending to be someone we're not.
Well, hopefully Kayla will learn the same lesson. Mm. I'm really not a fan of this new, improved version of her.
It kind of reminds me of our church school lesson last week. Do you remember the verse we learned?
Did it have anything to do with not overeating appetizers?
No, although we could use a verse like that too, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was Ephesians 5, verse 1. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children.
Well, if Kayla could follow God's example more than Raylene's, we probably wouldn't have been kicked out into an alleyway.
Yeah, at least not alone.
Yeah. Lucille, I just can't believe she acted like she didn't even know us.
No.
After all we did to help her out, setting up the interview, dressing up like caterers.
I'm disappointed, too. But we shouldn't be surprised. Her role model, the person she's imitating, is selfish and arrogant.
Oh, you're right. It only makes sense that Kayla would follow the same path.
Guess that's why it's important to choose wisely who we imitate.
Yeah. and how many cockroach crisps we eat. Oh, man, my stomach hurts.
Good chocolate-covered crickets, huh?
I've had better.
I'm really sorry I wasn't hitting that note right in there. If we gave it another shot, I know I could do it.
Maybe.
I was probably just the tiniest bit nervous, since you're my absolute favorite artist of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I know chocolate-covered crickets are your favorite, and you love Piper nail polish, and eating at McFroggy's, and volunteering at the homeless center.
What?
I've seen all your interviews. I've heard about everything you like. I really admire who you are as an artist and a person.
Is that so?
What's so funny?
Everything you're talking about, I don't like any of that stuff.
What?
Piper Nail and McFroggy's pay me to talk them up. I would never eat at McFroggy's, please. And the homeless bit, it's because my publicist thinks it's good for my image.
So, wait, none of that is you?
How long have you been in this business? It's all an image. How I look, how I talk, who the public thinks I am.
Oh, well, I understand that, of course. You have to keep up an image. And you're super ooper good at it.
Oh, gross. Please don't use that word around me. It makes me nauseated.
Super ooper?
I just said not to use it.
Oops.
My agent brainstormed for days to give me what he calls a cute tagline. Every star has to have something like that. It's good for branding. Be perky, they tell me. Be smiley. Say this corny word every time you describe one of the products you're describing. Like that tacky Grant Medley stuff. Gross.
You don't like his clothes? I'm wearing an outfit he designed.
I know, and I hate it.
Do you even like karate?
What?
In your next movie, you said you'd be doing karate, and you love karate.
Oh, well, no, my stunt double will be doing the karate. I love that I can just hang out in my trailer during those scenes.
Wow, I just had no idea.
Who cares? As long as I'm rich and beautiful and get what I want, right?
Right. Lucille, Liz, you're still here?
Yeah. Liz was so stuffed. We needed to wait for him to digest before we could go anywhere. Is the recording done already?
No, the recording isn't done, but I am.
Wait, what happened?
Raylene always gets what she wants, and what she didn't want was me singing backup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I still got the experience of being in studio, and Raylene wasn't quite who I expected her to be anyway.
So, not super ooper?
What a ridiculous word. I can't believe you still use it, Liz.
What?
So, it ends up that Raylene thinks I weaken the aura in the studio or something, and she wanted to replace me as the backup singer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and apparently I lack fashion sense and try too hard with my hair and my eyes bulge out when I sing.
Raylene said that?
The one and only.
Wow. Well, Kayla, she's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, just plain and simple wrong.
Exactly. Just because she's famous or rich or pretty, it doesn't give her the right to tell you who you are.
Yeah, she doesn't like me at all. So, if I wanted to be just like her, I'd have to not like me either.
So, if you were like her, you wouldn't like you.
But that would mean you wouldn't like her because that's who you're being like.
And if I didn't like her because she's just like me, then why would I want to be like someone I didn't even like?
Exactly?
It's gotten too confusing to figure out,
yeah.
So I've decided I'm moving on.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah, Liz and I were just saying it doesn't make sense to imitate others. Everyone has flaws. In fact,
you don't need to say anything else. I've already learned my lesson.
Oh. You did?
Yes. I still admire Raylene's talent. I like her music and movies, but I don't want to be just like her anymore.
Oh, well, that's great to hear.
Yeah, that's super ooper.
Glad you're thinking straight again.
Yeah. Now I want to be like Belita Vendita. Belita Vendita. I met her in the studio.
And?
She's the new up-and-coming star.
Oh.
Everyone in there is raving about her. She's going to be bigger than Raylene.
So now you're going to do...
Belita is gorgeous and has this really sophisticated accent.
She does?
So now you can call me Kaylita.
Oh, no.
Belita plays the violin. So elegant. Don't you think? I'm going to start teaching myself how to play. So I need to run home and practice.
my mom has her old one in the attic.
Oh.
See you later.
Yeah, Lucille, I don't think she quite got the point.
Yeah, apparently not. But I feel like I still learned a lesson.
What, that we'd be awful caterers?
Yeah, that too. But I'm glad I don't have to feel like I have to be someone other than who I am.
Yeah, that's true. When the only one we imitate is God, we don't have to worry that he's going to tell us he doesn't like us because our eyes bulge out when we sing.
And he's definitely more worth imitating. I'd much rather be like God than Raylene or anyone else.
No doubt. It would be super ooper.
Okay, you gotta stop saying.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of growing on me. Super ooper.
You're driving me crazy.
Well, that would not be so super ooper.
I'm gonna cover my ears
now. Oh, such a super ooper idea.
Liz!
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? And Jesus knows our every weakness and take it to Lord in prayer.
Your Savior, you're my refuge. What a friend we have in you. Precious Savior, you're my refuge. What a friend we have in you.
Can we find a friend so faithful? Sorrows share. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. You will find a solace there. What a friend.